Hi there, Wally Wickenshield here again with Celebrity Corner. We're standing outside the luxurious Video Hotel with thousands of celebrity seekers waiting for the momentary arrival of famous millionaire actor, singer, and business tycoon, Rod Bentley, who should arrive momentarily at any moment. Fans of all ages have lined the streets since early this morning, hoping for just a glimpse of Rod, let alone an autograph. Of course, we have had word from the airport that Rod left approximately a half hour ago. It's usually about a five-minute drive, but with the streets crowded with people as they are today, of course, it's going to be quite a bit longer. The excitement is building with each second, and, oh, wait a minute, yes, the motorcade is coming around the corner now and pulling up in front of the hotel. Of course, the fans are swarming around the flaming with big metal plate limousines. Ladies and gentlemen, pandemonium is breaking out here. Inside the vehicle. Of course, in case you didn't know, Rod is in town for the premiere of his new film, Banjo Fever. As of yet, I haven't... Wait a minute, I believe the doors of the vehicle are opening up, and it's two of Rod Bentley's bodyguards. They exited the vehicle and are now attempting to clear the sidewalk for Rod. The local security forces have joined in. They're having quite a battle down there, ladies and gentlemen, trying to control the frenzy. It's Rod Bentley! There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rod Bentley! All the fans are bombarding him with papers and pencils, hoping for a rare autograph. Rod is making his way up the sidewalk, and I'm going to try for a quick interview. Rod Bentley over here! It's Wally with the Chill, Celebrity Cornered! Just a quick word if we could, please. Oh, move the camera right here, Fred. Ma'am, can you step up just a little bit? How does it feel?
Just great, Wally. You know, it's good to be here, and I'm so pleased so many of my fans have shown up.
You know, some of the people in this town have said you're fading fast in popularity, that you're washed up and over the hill. Are you surprised at this kind of a turnout?
No, not at all. As you know, my new movie with Lydia Hearn.
Yeah, Banjo Fever?
Yeah, it's opening tomorrow night. I'm sure it'll be quite a blockbuster.
You produced this one yourself, did you, big fella?
Yes, I did. You know, it's all my money the way into the picture, and I spent me quite a bit on the film.
So on the lighter side, how's life going for you?
Just great. Couldn't be better. You know, I got everything I could ever want, and just last week I was named International Celebrity of the Year. Couldn't be better.
Well, okay, listen, I don't want to keep you much longer, Rod. I'm sure you're tired from your trip. Thank you very much. Great to hear things are going so well for you, and great to have you in town. Of course, you do know the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? But anyway, this is Wally Wickenshield.
You say what?
Well, everyone knows Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. This is Celebrity Corner.
Say, boy, I'm a star, so billions of records. My movies, my...
Oh, no, Rod, the Bible says treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death.
Oh, get it!
Oh, you got to set your affections on the things above, not on the things of earth.
How do you spell relief?
I spell relief P-R-A-Y-E-R.
How do I spell relief? I spell it P-R-A-Y-E-R.
I spell relief P-R-E-Y-E-R.
That's right, prayer for fast relief. Are the pressures of this old world getting to you? No matter how hard you try, you just can't find any peace. Well, why put up with worries, doubts, fears when relief is just a prayer away? Cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Allow the peace that passes all understanding to keep your heart and your mind. That's right, your mind also. So don't just say so long to that nervous stomach, but bye-bye to those migraines. Prayer. It's not new. It's always been there. Just ask for it in Jesus' name.
How do I spell relief? Well, I used to spell it impossible, but now I spell it P-R-A-Y-E-R.
A little wider, Mr. Stipe.
Prayer in spirit and in truth.
Far beyond the physical realm of this world, there is a realm of great power and significance. Two divisions of light and dark compose the realm of the spirit. Many people don't believe in it. Few truly understand it. But the spiritual realm plays a mighty role in our every decision, our every move, and even our every word. Join us now as we take a trip into the other world on our weekly adventure of Battle of Invisible Empire.
Hello, Front Desk Angel.
Yeah, Revelation Prophecy, Chapter 13, Belgian Division. Yeah, yeah, I left a message earlier. Thanks for calling. How's that computer coming that we ordered? Great, great. All ready to go, huh? Now, you guys sure that it can handle every single financial transaction in the world? Well, it's got to be set up, that no man might buy or sell, save that he that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, that's great. Now, the Bible says the number is 666. Now, how are we going to do that? You can't give everybody the same number. Oh, yeah, I see. Three sets of six digits, huh? Perfect. Well, keep up the good work, and I'll get back to you. Okay. Yeah, Mark of the Beast Department, Front Desk Angel. Yeah, I just talked to Belgium. That computer's all set. Now, we got to have that mark. What's going on? No. A card won't do. The Bible specifically states a mark on the right hand or forehead. Oh, yeah, I see. So you can't lose your card. People will want the mark. Great. Now, have you guys decided how you're going to put it on? A tattoo or what? A laser beam or ultraviolet ray? Okay, as soon as you decide, you get back to me. Okay, God bless you.
Hi, Chief.
Welford, what are you doing here? It's your day off, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I just dropped in because I got a flight lesson today. I get to go solo.
Oh, great.
Say, how are things going up here anyway?
Oh, great, Welford. Just perfect.
Yeah, you going to get all the last day's prophecies finished in time?
Hey, we finished all the other ones, didn't we?
Yeah, so what's left?
Well, let's see. We got Israel back together as a nation in 1948. Made sure they got Jerusalem in 67. Yep. Russia's a world power. We've got pollution, earthquakes, the Lord's allowed famines, droughts, pestilence. Welford, do you know what that means?
Oh, boy, I sure do. It's the wedding feast.
Come on, Welford. Let's get on over to that banquet hall.
Oh, boy. I fooled you guys, didn't I? Let's get over to the banquet hall.
Barlow.
Yes, Chief?
Barlow, you know the rules. No trumpets in the office.
Well, yeah, Chief, but Michael's always bringing his in, and I was just...
That's different. Besides, he hasn't played it yet, has he?
Well, no, but he's gonna.
Well, that's different. Okay, now, what do you got for me?
Well, okay, Chief, I was just upstairs in wars and rumors of war.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, there's Lord's loud war all over the world. The Near East, the Far East, Africa, South America.
Right.
Anyway, we felt we needed more rumors of war.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, have we got a good one upstairs.
Oh, yeah. What
how's this? How about a rumor of war between Rhode Island and Samoa?
Boy, Bart, that'd be quite a rumor.
Wouldn't it, though? Do we get the go-ahead?
Well, it sounds good to me, but the Lord is in charge here, so I'll take it before the throne.
Well, thanks, Chief.
Front Desk Angel.
Oh,
really? Scott Kincaid? Praise the Lord. Okay, thanks a lot. Guys, Scott Kincaid just accepted Jesus. Back to work.
Chief, whatever happened to my suggestion about Puerto Rico joining the World Confederacy?
Well, Welford, you know, the Bible calls for a 10-nation confederacy that needs to come together as a world power.
Yep.
Now, at the time, we had 9 nations in the European common market, so we needed one more. Well, Angel Henderson suggested Greece, and it's working out perfectly. You know, being that it's in Europe and bordering Italy, it just sets the stage for a world government centered in Rome. Hey, we appreciate the idea of Puerto Rico, but it just wasn't what the Lord had in mind.
Okay.
Front Desk Angel. I don't know, prophecy, I guess. Oh, boy, that's a toughie. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Okay, I'll get a couple angels on it right away. Okay, thanks a lot. Oh, let's see. Now I'm going to need a couple angels I can really depend on. Two of my best. Who am I going to get? Let's see. Not you two. Okay. Here's the scoop. Someone down in prophecy just noticed that right after the Russian-Israeli war, the weapons have to burn for 7 years.
Yeah, so?
Barlow, have you ever tried to put a tank on fire?
Well, no, Chief, it's silly. That'd be impossible. You can flick your bick under that baby all day, never light it up.
That's right. Now, get the picture. We got to find a way of burning those weapons.
Let's make them out of wood.
Wood? Boy, that's really silly. Wood would never work. You can't make tanks and trucks out of 2x4s. Could you, Chief?
I don't know. What do you mean, Welford?
In Norway, they're making compressed wood now that's as strong as metal, and we can make them out of that.
Great idea, Welford.
Yeah,
then their weapons would burn.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get a prophecy and see about setting this thing up.
Oh, boy. Hey, you guys, wait up.
Hey, wait a minute.
What an opportunity. Hello, personnel? This is the front desk angel. I'd I'd like to put in for promotion for an Angel Barlow. Barlow, that's B-A-R-L-O. Just kidding, Lord. Just kidding.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down as strong. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, against principalities, through God, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, pulling down as strong as spiritual wickedness in high places.
Hey, morning, hot stuff. How's business?
Great. Hey, how's things with you, huh?
Hey, just fine. Hey, what you got for lunch?
Deviled ham. How about you, huh?
Me? I got deviled eggs. Hey, you see the schedule?
Yeah, I saw. Who'd you get?
Me? I got Norman Welt.
Norman Welt? Norman Welt, that's like a day off. Hey, what are you going to do, huh?
I'd probably knock his coffee in his lap, you know, or nick him shaving. Something to put him in the mood to fight with his wife, huh? I can usually get a good grip on him like that. Hey, maybe I'll give him another flat on the freeway.
Oh, it sounds like you got a great day ahead. I wish we could trade.
Why, who'd you get?
I got Joe Parker.
Joe Parker? Oh, boy, I tell you, I had him for a month one day last week.
That's not funny.
Yeah. You know, he spent the whole day talking about Jesus.
He's even worse now. He started his own old Bible study.
Oh, you're kidding. How much damage has that done?
Plenty. He's been witnessing to his boss, and now his boss decided to accept Jesus. And not only that, but now his boss is witnessing to his daughter, and she's thinking of giving up dope. This could lead to some real problems. You think you could give me a hand, huh?
Oh, no way. One day with him was enough. Besides, I got a special project I'm working on for next week.
Hey. You know, maybe I get the supervisor to assign me a demon to help out.
Hey, speak of the devil, there he is now.
Balak, Beelzebub wants you to see his office right away. What are you doing?
Oh, I got a seance scheduled for next week. I'm just working on some voices. Here, tell me what you think.
Hello, Jimmy. I'm your Uncle Ralph. Things are just great.
Try a little lower.
All right. Hello, Jimmy. I'm your Uncle Ralph.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Well, what if they say I don't sound like you?
Tell them you got a cold.
What if they start asking a lot of questions?
Just tell them you gotta go somewhere.
All right, I'll keep working on it.
Okay, hey, by the way, I never got your report on Betty Switzer. What happened?
Hey, I got her dating some non-Christian guy. Mm-hmm. She thinks she's gonna lead him to the Lord.
What makes you so sure she won't?
Oh, they never do. You taught me that.
Well, who's the guy?
Lance Stoker.
Ah, good. He's been doing business with us for a long time.
And on top of that, I hid her Bible about 2 weeks ago, and he bothered to look for it.
Great. Can't do any damage without a sword. What happened to you?
Supposed to watch Rod Bentley.
Oh, no.
I told you to keep him away from Wiccan Shield. How's Beelzebub?
He's pretty upset, but he put me on UFO duty.
UFO duty?
Yeah, I'm supposed to paint myself with this light and fly around the world until Armageddon.
Well, look at the bright side. That won't be too long now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, things are sure getting tough lately. Yeah, you know, it seems like you work your tail off night and day just to drag some poor sucker down, you know. And then how does he reward you? He goes and he gets saved.
Yeah, we get shafted.
Yeah, boy, I sure miss the good old days, you know, when you could find an astrologer or a palm reader or somebody you could really take it easy with.
Yeah, remember that old gypsy you used to have? Those were some high times.
Yeah, he was fun, wasn't he? Hey, remember how excited he used to get when we would help him with his spells? I sure wish we could get us a transfer off to Africa or China or South America. You know, find a witch doctor, somebody we could all move into.
Hey, don't be foolish. There's plenty of things to do here. Drugs, booze, sex, celebrities.
I wouldn't count on celebrities no more.
I don't think we can count on nothing anymore. It's getting tougher and tougher every day, what with the Holy Spirit running amok and them Christians getting into everything. Boy, I sure hope this doesn't lead to a revival. That'd burn me up.
Me too.
Hey, you guys, I'm surprised at you. How do you expect to do any damage with an attitude like that? May I remind you what our fearless leader once said? Behold, I stand at the door and pick the lock. Don't try to kick the door in. Just pick the lock. Why try to freeze someone's faith when lukewarm's good enough to do it?
Yeah, well, I got Joe Parker.
Ah,
yeah.
Sure, Christians like Joe Parker are tough. And they can do a lot of damage, too. But you can't just stop them cold. You gotta turn them around slowly, little by little. You don't try to destroy them. Just compromise them. Get their eyes off Jesus with anything.
Yeah, remember when the Apostle Peter was when we got him to the night, you know who? Yeah, he was following from afar. Just trick him into sliding away a little, you know, and you got him.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's probably why they call him backslide.
Yeah.
All demonic personnel report to Sector 042. Altar call now in progress.
Okay, come on. Let's get to work, and maybe afterwards we can have some angel food. Take time out.
Right, school's out, and that means more free time for you. Time for fun, frolic, and adventure. Time for searching, seeking, and trying new things. But in the heat of summer, beware. Too many carefree co-eds get overwhelmed by the sun's enlightening rays. That's why I'm here. Hi, I'm Monty Lucifer. I care about your soul, and I know what can happen to it when you expose it to the sun. So I've done something about it. My scientists here at Down Below Laboratories have developed all new Lucifer Sunshield Lotion. That's right, the one in the red bottle. Sure, many have tried others, drug lotions, sex lotions, occult lotions, but when you come right down to it, it's all the same formula. So why not use the original? And only Lucifer Sunshield is all weather. That's right, you can wear it anytime. Wear it in the snow, wear it in the rain, wear it to church, wear it to bed, just wear it. You never know when the sun will pop out. So be ready to fight off his powerful rays. We here at Down Below Laboratories will do anything to keep you from the sun. Lucifer Sunshield Lotion. Don't go anywhere without it.
No, it's burning down below.
Everybody, welcome to the After Tomorrow Show. I'm Tom Snooter. Tonight we have an interesting show. I'm sure you won't want to miss it. But before we get into that, I want to clear up something about last night's show, if I could. Last night we had scheduled this Dwight Ferguson, the gay witch. He couldn't make it, and what we've done, we've rescheduled him for tomorrow night. He'll be here talking about his new book, High Priest of Baal. A lot of interesting stories, and I'm sure you won't want to miss it. Anyway, getting back to tonight's show, if I can, my guest this evening has been producing a lot of controversy around town. I'm sure you've read about him. He's basically a quiet, simple man, but lately he's been receiving a lot of notoriety. Captain or Mr., well, to be honest, I'm not really sure at this point. Noah, welcome to the show.
thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Now, to begin with, Noah, as you realize, all the people in town have been talking about this boat-shaped thing you're building downtown there, corner of Washington and Fig. Listen, can you tell us exactly what are you building anyway? A fancy casino, a massage parlor, what?
Well, no, Tom, I'm just building a boat, an ark, if you prefer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, this ark, as you call it, it's quite large, isn't it?
Yes, Tom, it's 450 feet long by 45 feet high.
Oh, wow, that's no tinker toy.
No, Tom, it's not. And, you know, I might add, I believe it's the finest aquatic vessel ever built. It's mm-hmm. solid gopher wood.
It is a beaut. Listen, how long have you been working on this thing, anyway?
Well, I've been working on it for 120 years now, and I'm just days from completion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, as you're probably aware, some of the scandal sheets been saying you're loading animals on this thing. What's the scoop?
Well, Tom, I'm loading the ark with two, male and female, of every species of bird, reptile, and animal.
Mm-hmm. Must be kind of hard to tell in some cases, though, birds and fish, you know, lizards and things.
Well, as the Lord leads.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Noah. It brings me to a question I've been wanting to ask, a question that really cuts right to the bone. Why are you doing all this?
Well, Tom, if I may be serious for a moment...
Well, I wish you would.
You see, today we have so much criminal activity, sexual perversion, mm-hmm. and just plain basic unrighteous mm-hmm. living.
Yes, sir.
I mean, man is totally out of God's will. His whole lifestyle is an abomination in the sight of God. Well, God has been as patient, as long-suffering as possible, and now he's going to bring his wrath upon the whole world for man's evil rebellion against his divine plan.
Wait a minute now here. That's quite a statement. How is he going to do all this anyway?
Well, he's going to flood the entire earth by making it rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Wait a minute here. I think we're playing the boobs game here, and I'm the boob.
Yes, you are, Tom. You see, only my family and I will be saved.
That's not fair. Now, just hold on a minute. If what you say is true and this God of yours, he's really angry, then why didn't he tell someone? He could have taken an ad out in the free press or come on the show. Now, I'd have gladly had him on the show.
God has been warning us, Tom, but nobody's been listening. You've all been too busy caring about yourselves.
Aww.
Nobody's been slowing down long enough to seek God or his plan for us.
Come
Everybody
on.
Thinks they can take care of themselves, but they can't.
Let's not get into that again. That's all water under the bridge. I'd like to pause here, if I could, for a special surprise. Noah, you don't know anything about this, but we do have a special guest on this evening, and I'd like to bring him out now, if I could. I'm sure everyone's going to recognize him. Ladies and gentlemen, our beloved governor, Mr. William Watkins. Bill, hey, can you come out here, champ?
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, how do you do? Sound
good.
Right there. Now, Governor, to start right off, why don't you lay it on the line? What's your beef with Noah here?
Well, Tom, may I first say it's always a pleasure to be on your show. It's always really nice to face the nation as your show does so well.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well, the beef, as you say, Tom, is this Noah here and this big Bodie's built.
Mm-hmm. The one we've been talking about downtown?
That's right, Tom. Smack dab in the middle of Bernie's Liquor in the Red Light Lounge. Quite an eyesore.
Mm-hmm. Now, Governor, I understand it's causing quite a problem with the local businesses.
Yes, that's right, Tom. You know, with our tremendous population increase, parking is a major problem in that downtown area. And that big tugboat of his is taking up approximately 300 spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, figuring three people per vehicle, that's roughly 900 voting citizens that are affected.
Well, Your Honor, I must point out that Noah does hold valid parking permits for all 300 spaces.
Yeah, but Tom, that's just one of the problems. You know, the other day, the Women's Club, they wanted to put up another idol there in the park,
and
they went on over Sweeney's Lumberyard, and he was plumb out of Gopherwood. Now, what about progress? I mean, that thing's been there for over a century, and I don't have to remind you, those animals don't smell like no flower shop, if you get my drift.
That's a good one, Governor. And, you know, it's causing quite a problem with the local zoo, too.
That's right, Tom. You know, as a public official, I see all kinds, but this man is your basic thorn in the flesh. He thinks he's holier than Swiss cheese. I don't know what this world's coming to.
I do.
Noah was saying earlier, this is a plan of God.
Oh, yeah? Which God?
The only true God, Governor.
He means the rain God. He tell you stuff about the rain?
Cute story, huh?
But that's my bridges, first time I heard it. I mean, come on, it hasn't rained around here as long as I can remember.
It will now.
How do you know all this?
God speaks to me.
Now I've heard everything. What, you got a CB there in the boat or something?
No, God just talks to me, Governor.
Come on, I've been around gods all my life. I got three idols in the kitchen alone, and I've never heard a peep out of them.
That's because they're just hunks of wood. I'm talking about the living God.
Tom, it's quite obvious this Noah guy is a radical madman. He's just trying to bring people down, you know, put them on a bummer.
Listen, Noah, is there a good side to this whole story? Is there any hope for mankind? How do guys like the governor and I get a ticket to this maiden voyage years? Well, you gotta pay through the nose and clean up after all the animals.
No, Tom, you can't buy your way onto the boat. Man must call upon the Lord, humble himself, and turn from his wicked ways. And then the Lord your God shall forgive you, and you shall be saved.
Yeah, and if we don't, we're all pretty much in the same boat, huh? Or out of it, as the case may be.
Yeah, Tom, you might say you're up the old proverbial creek without a paddle.
Listen, gentlemen, we only have a few moments here. I'd like to take them to close the show and thank our guests for this evening. Noah, listen, good luck here with this ark you're building and this God of yours. I hope things work. Really, I want to encourage you to look into making that thing a massage parlor or a casino. You could make yourself a pretty penny and do the community a service.
Yep.
And Governor?
Ah, yeah.
Good luck in the upcoming election. Guess
Thank
I'll just
you,
see you in the pool.
Yeah. Float by the house sometime.
Caught me again there.
Oh, well.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Snooter saying happy day after tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, kids. Float by the house sometime.
Yeah,
well.
You know what? Me and the little woman, they can find a little spot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Put it in the backyard. Yeah. Water pipe or something? I don't know. Maybe it could be a leaky radiator.
Maybe we can get one of those snorkel things.
The bomber!
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, another Christian's works will be tested with fire. As all of the works of his life are burned, his sincere motives will be made evident. Only those works done with Jesus Christ as the foundation will remain. Remember, this is only a test.
Okay, let us back again up there. Joe, can you move over and speak to each a little bit? Do we have the things that he did for his family? Okay, everything in check up there? Church attendance, throw church attendance and talk to my doctor, will you? Great. Joe, besides that, he couldn't give that poor man a ride to the doctor's because he's on his way to the Bible study. That's slipping off there. Can you see Jared a little more? Okay, everybody, stand back! Let her go!
Oh, too bad. Not much left.
This has been a test. Had it been the real thing, how much in your life would be remaining? Remember, this was only a test.
Ever notice how some people are always smiling? I don't mean that phony smile you wear at work. I mean a smile that tells the rest of the world they're happy. Well, now you too can enjoy the same secret millions have shared and enjoyed for years, Jesus Christ. Yes, this miracle worker has been around a long time, saving and helping thousands of lost souls just like you. And now you too can enjoy the comfort of a living Savior right in the privacy of your very own home. This is no imitation. Many others have tried to duplicate his wonderful offer, but no one has even come close to the one, the only, the original hope of mankind. Just listen to a few of the miracles this amazing man has done for others. He's cured leprosy, palsy, he's cast out demons and even conquered death. Through him you can solve your marital problems, your financial problems, your personal problems, even problems you've long since forgotten. He gives, he loves, he helps, he saves, and much, much more. Now you've probably seen things like this advertised on TV. Things like EFT, yoga, Zen, even Scientology for much, much more than they're worth. But send no money. Just ask Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and come into your heart. So act today, and you'll not only be saved from hell, but you'll receive free this eternal pass to the beautiful kingdom of heaven. Yes, you too can live in the city of gold streets and have your name joyously inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. So call today. Just dial
G-O-D-T-O-D-A-Y. That's G-O-D-T-O-D-A-Y.
If it's long distance, call collect, but act today. This offer is limited.
Now, I'm a strong believer.
And now it's time for the saving game, the game where each contestant has the opportunity of choosing his very own savior. And now, here's your saving game host, Jim Kennedy.
Thank you. Thank you and good evening. Welcome to the Saving Game. As you know, each week our contestant gets to question three saviors cleverly hidden behind our Saving Game partition. Through their answers, the contestant hopes to make the right decision in choosing the one to be his very own savior. And now it's time to meet our contestant.
Jim, tonight's Saving Game contestant is a Winnebago salesman from Chula Vista, California. His hobbies include miniature golf, underwater cooking, and in his spare time he makes paper mache jewelry. Audience, please welcome Buck Weezer.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, Buck.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Boy, you're sure looking sharp. Is that a new suit?
Yeah, I got it on the Spiegel catalog. Spiffy, huh?
Yeah, it is a beaut. Okay, you know how the game is played, don't you?
Oh, sure do. Me and the missus watch you all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what a little makeup can do. Mm-hmm. You look a lot younger in black and white.
Thanks. Okay, well, let's begin our game.
Got my questions right here.
Great. Then have a seat, and I'll ask the three saviors to say hello to Buck Weezer. Savior number one.
Hi, Weezer.
Savior number two.
Hello, Buck.
And savior number three.
Oh, hi, Buck, old buddy. How are you?
Oh, fine. Little nervous.
Okay, Buck. Okay, go ahead and start your question.
All righty. Savior number three, if I was out in the ocean and I started sinking, what would you do to save me?
Gee, I don't know. I get seasick just thinking about it. I'm sure someone will be there to help you. I wouldn't worry about it.
Hmm.
Savior number two, what would you do if I started sinking?
If you have faith in me, you will not sink.
Well, what if I don't have much faith and I sink anyway?
Oh, ye little faith, then I will stretch forth my hand and catch you.
Wow, you must have long arms.
Okay, your next question, Buck.
Okay, I've got kind of a trick question here. Mm-hmm. Savior number one, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oh, Savior number three, knock, knock.
Who is it?
Buck, why are you asking that question?
If these were really saviors, they'd know who was knocking. Oh. Savior number two, knock, knock.
What is it, Buck?
See?
Whoa, that was a good question, Buck. Did you think of that yourself?
Well, yeah.
Buck?
My wife thought of it.
Oh, Mrs. Really. Weezer.
Yeah, friends call her Wilma.
Oh, really? Is she here tonight?
Well, no, Jim. Couldn't make it tonight. Mm-hmm. Had a meeting of the International Button Collectors, you know. Oh, Sergeant-at-Arms.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, shall we move on?
Oh, all right. Savior number three, why do I need a savior? To keep me out of hell or what?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you don't. Besides, there really isn't a hell anyway. People just made that up to keep you in line. You seem to be a nice guy. I guess only real criminals need one.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there. Thanks. Savior number two?
Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, all like sheep have gone astray.
Hmm.
Okay, Buck, time's just about running out, and this is your last question before the big decision.
Wow, my last question. Let's see. Savior number three, what do you like best with meat, stuffing or potatoes?
Buck, this is your last question. Don't you have something a little more important to ask?
Well, what I kind of wanted was, I see your point. Savior number three, different question. What must I do to be saved?
Potatoes.
Huh? Savior number one, what must I do to be saved?
You gotta earn it doing religious things. First off, I want you to never sleep past 5:30, eat only vegetables and Twinkies, cut your hair, and only wear blue. If you're diligent, you might make it.
I don't have much blue on, but I do love Twinkies. That I put a lot of time in it. Save the Concrete Foundation, a very important cause. Savior number two, what must I do to be saved?
If thou wilt confess me with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised me from the dead, you shall be saved.
Wow, that's it? I don't have to do anything?
No. By grace are you saved, not by works, lest any man should boast.
Well, there you have it, Buck. Quite a choice. But before we hear your decision, we're going to break for a short message. Then it's time for you to choose your very own savior. Be right back.
Toughie.
Say, Mom, kids thirsty after a hard day at play? They want something cold and quick, but you know that commercial soda just isn't good for a growing child? Well, why not try new Living Water? That's right, Living Water in the bottomless cans. You've tried other drinks, but soon you're spitting cotton. But when you try Living Water, you'll never thirst again. What? Never thirst again? No, never thirst again. So get your family some today. Living Water. It'll quench your thirst, but it won't quench the spirit.
Okay, all right, Buck, this is it. Now you've heard the answers, now it's up to you. Will it be Savior number one, Savior number two, or Savior number three?
It gets kind of confusing. They all sound right. I'm going to go with Savior number two.
Okay. Okay, Savior number two it is. Any particular reason?
His words just seem to make sense, and besides, I kind of think he likes me.
Buck, I'll bet you'd like to meet your savior in person now, wouldn't you?
Well, I sure would.
Well, you can't actually see him physically right this moment. You see, he's gone to prepare a place for you, but he's coming back soon, and then you'll be present with the Lord.
Well, that's neat, but what about now? I need something for now. I got lots of problems and questions.
Oh, don't worry, Buck. He's left you a comforter.
What do you mean, one of those bedspread things?
No. No, Buck, not that kind. I mean the Holy Spirit, and He will abide with you forever and teach you all things.
All right, but what if I have problems? You know, I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not very good on my own.
Don't worry, Buck. He said that as men receive Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God.
I guess I don't have anything to worry about. Thanks a lot.
Oh, well, don't thank me.
Well, wait till I tell Wilma.
Okay, Buck.
Well, that's our show for tonight. And remember, you don't have to be on the show to choose your own savior. You can play the home version of the saving game right in the privacy of your very own heart. But remember, if you're playing to win, you got to choose the winner. Thank you, and see you next week on The Saving Game.
Okay, Mr. Crown, come on over here.
Yeah, there call me Hudo.
No, that's fine. Hudo. Yeah, okay, just stand right here. You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
They'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Mitch, we ready to go down there?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We're going to cue the tape. Have Mr. Crunk there stand up. Look at the camera,
Hudo.
Please. Right.
And now, speaking in reply to an editorial broadcast last week on the station, is Mr. Hudo Crunk. Mr. Crunk.
Thank you. Last week, this station had the unmitigated gall to broadcast their belief in Jesus Christ and his soon return. Now, I was born in the United States, and I've been to church, so I like to think of myself as a Christian. But I find it hard to believe that this is, as this station puts it, the final days. In fact, I find a lot of what the Christians are saying today hard to believe. Take, for instance, evolution. Christians are saying that God made man out of dirt. Come on now, I find it hard to believe I'm nothing more than a big mud pie, you know? On the other hand, I have no trouble whatsoever believing that many of my relatives are monkeys, and I'm sure most of you would agree with me. And what about astrology? You know, they say you can't even rely on your horoscope anymore. Now, I don't see anything wrong with it. Of course, I don't believe in astrology, but then again, I'm a Sagittarius, and we're naturally skeptical anyway. What really gets me upset, you know, kind of gets me sweaty behind the collar, is this thing they're calling the rapture, or rapture, you know, where Jesus calls all the Christians to fly to heaven, and what's more, they say that it could happen at any time, hottie ha ha ha, come on, can you imagine that? Thousands of Christians flying around the sky? Ridiculous. And how will you know which ones to take? Yeah, you know. With Christians saying things like this, it's no wonder most of the folks in our community don't even go to church. Now look, we all know if you want someone to agree with you, you gotta tell them something they can believe. So let's stop all this science fiction jazz and get back to preaching the golden rule and church potlucks, you know? And the next time you hear someone talking about Jesus coming back sooner, this rapture thing, you know, you tell them you won't believe it till you see it. Thank you. Guys? Hey, I'm done. You know Elfine? Hey, guys? Hey, where'd everybody go? Come on. They will never accept grace until...
You remember the original. It changed the world. Now, Last Supper Productions presents the long-awaited sequel, The Return of Christ. Yes, never before has there been a spectacle such as this. The whole world is waiting.
Boogie, boogie. Things sure same in jungle.
I say, things certainly are the same in the UK, aren't they?
I dare say.
Things sure are the same.
I dare say. Hey?
Boogie, boogie.
The stage is set. What about you? Are you ready for the return of Christ?
Hey, I'm going to make some sandwiches. I'll put some sounds on, would you?
Yeah, all right.
Hey, what's this rapper hotline stuff,
no,
huh?
No, it's Rapture. It's my sister's album. She told me about it. It's about the end of the world.
The end of the world. Yeah. Hey, come on, put something else on. What's your name, Corny?
The stage is set. What about you? Are you ready for the return of Christ?
I'm sorry, Hennessy. I can't spare any more men. We're down to the very last up here. We've got to secure this area. Just do what you can.
Cap, look up there.
Oh, no! You men over there, secure that wall! We gotta keep it from coming through that gate!
Oh, don't worry, Captain. No one can come through that gate. It's been closed for a couple thousand years.
Stop this! Somebody has got a huge army with him!
Battle session! Be brave, and we can win this thing!
Almost, best 2 out of 3?
We'll be right back.
what you do, you cannot miss the triumphant return of Jesus Christ, coming in all his power and glory. When you hear the horses gallop, make sure you're riding with the leader of the pack, the return of Christ. We urge you, believe it before you see it.
Patty, I'd like to tell you all a story that happened once upon a time. How do I know it really happened? Because it happened to me. You see, I live out here in the West with my wise and rich father and my fat but lovable brother. We have a huge ranch and plenty of farmhands. In fact, I had just about everything a fella could ever want. But you know, there comes a time in a man's life when he has to make a choice of which trail he's going to follow. Well, sir, this is a story about how I made that choice. Oh, I didn't introduce myself. Name's Little Joe. This here's the Ponderosa.
It's my favorite time of day, except for breakfast and lunch, Pa. What do we have?
Pork and beans.
Pork and beans? P.U., we had pork and beans last night. Don't Hopsing know how to cook nothing else?
You know, Pa, I was up on the main pasture today, saw that big heifer.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Pa, she'd be great with a side of potatoes, some gravy. What do you say?
Well, Hoss, that heifer's only for a special occasion.
Well, today is a special occasion.
Hmm?
My horse made it almost halfway to field today.
Pa, I got to talk to you.
What about, Little Joe?
Well, Pa, you know, there comes a time in a man's life when he has to make a choice of which trail he's going to follow.
I know, son. I heard you tell the audience earlier.
Oh. Well, Pa, I'm tired of this old ranch. I want to be my own boss. I want thrills, excitement, and, well, a chance to be funky and free.
Mm.
So I want you to give me my part of the Ponderosa, and I'm headed for the big city and the bright life.
Wouldn't you sell for a little house in the prairie?
What?
It doesn't matter. Well, sonny, if that's the way you want it, I wish you'd stay here with me, but I'm not going to stop you. I've always let you make your own decision, so here you are, son. Good luck. I'm sure going to miss you.
Don't worry about me. I got an old plan down.
Oh, Little Joe! Hey, Little Joe, grab your pork and beans!
Hey, Little Joe, come on back here, little pork and beans!
Well, sir, I packed up my belongings, got my horse, and headed out. I was finally on my own. No more bothering with Pa's advice. I was headed for the big city, the land of fun, glamour, and disco saloons. But on the way there, I ran into an old man. Now, I didn't know it then, but he would teach me a lesson that would change my whole life.
Oh, hi, sonny. You're new in these parts, aren't you?
Yep, I just left my Pa's ranch. I'm headed for the big city.
Yeah, what for?
Me? I'm looking for thrills, excitement, and, well, a chance to
be funky and free.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I see hundreds like you every week. Let me give you a little advice. Go on back to your Pa's. It's the only place you're ever going to be happy.
Nah, you kidding? I'm happy now. I'm young and healthy and rich and extremely good looking.
Well, you may not be no teenage werewolf, but kids like you are a dime a dozen.
Ooh, who's that?
That's Phineas Clamby. Stay away from him.
Nah, he looks okay to me.
Well, I'm warning you.
Back to you, sir. Hello there. Headed for the big city, huh?
I sure am.
Bet you're looking for thrills, excitement, and...
Chance to be funky and free.
Yes, yes, funky and free. And of course, why shouldn't you? After all, you're young, healthy, rich, and extremely good-looking.
Right on.
Well, I'm just the man you want to talk to. I can give you everything you'll ever need for true happiness.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Why, first off, I'll... I bet you like a girl, huh?
You betcha.
And I have just the girl for you, too. She's a beauty. Her name's Mona.
Ooh, what's she like?
She's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and lips like roses.
Is she intelligent? Good personality?
Yeah, like I was saying, she's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and lips like roses.
Sounds great. How much?
$200. But for an extra 25, I'll throw in a case of Phineas Clamby's Brew 42, the finest liquor this side of the Pecos. Stirs the passions.
All right, it's a deal. Thanks a lot.
That, just a minute there, you little scamp.
Little Joe.
Little Joe. Now that you'll be dating a woman with some class, you'll be needing some transportation.
Well, that's my horse over there.
You call that creature a horse? No, sir. When you're dating someone like Mona, you've got to impress her.
What do I do?
Well, I just happen to have a brand new luxury horse over here.
Yes, golly! Oh, yeah, there we are. Oh, you're heavy. Gosh.
How do you like this interior, huh?
It's plush.
It's pink with red and blue pinstripes.
Beautiful.
Hey, why don't you turn it on here?
Oh,
we'll
sure,
take her for a trot.
Oh, gosh.
Automatic transmission in this baby. Yeah. Mag hooves, racing stripes, and saddle tape deck.
Oh, boy, how much?
It's $700, but for an extra $50, I'll throw in the Angora bridle and the dingle balls.
All right, it's a deal. I'll take it.
Yes. Thanks a lot, there, little squirt.
It's Joe.
Oh, yes. Well, there is one more thing.
What's that?
Where will you be taking her?
Yeah. Well, how about Miss Kitty's Saloon?
No. That will never do. Everyone goes there besides. It's another television show altogether. I do happen to have a line on a bachelor ranch. It's $2,000, but it's got wall-to-wall carpeting, a fireplace, it's freeway clothes.
Well, gosh, I don't know. It sounds great, but $2,000, that's everything my pa gave me. I'd be broke.
What do you need with those things your father's given you after everything that I've given you? Just look around yourself.
All right, I'll take it.
Yes. You know, you remind me of a young man who passed through here a few years back.
Really?
Gave me everything he had for a little piece of fruit.
Well, I did have a brother that left the ranch a few years back.
Well, what was his name?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, that's a long way to stretch for a joke, but it makes a point.
Well, sir, I was all set. I had everything I needed to conquer the big city. Everything that Phineas sold me was fun for a while, but pretty soon it all started kind of falling apart, you know? And I was left with nothing. I didn't know what to do. Then I met up with that old man again.
And don't you ever try to ride free again!
What happened to you?
I wish I had took your advice.
Hit the dead end, huh?
Yep.
Lost everything?
Uh-huh. You were right about that, Phineas. That horse he sold me tripped over the dingle balls and broke his leg, so I shot him and sold him the flute factory.
Well, at least you made some money off him.
No, that just paid for the doctor bills. You know that cheap booze he sold
me?
Gave me liver poisoning. I was sick for a month.
Did Mona take care of you?
Are you kidding? All she ever did is watch horse operas. Besides that, looks ain't everything. She had about as much personality as Hop Sing.
Well, how about the house?
Indian raids. Burned to the ground.
Too bad.
Now, that was kind of lucky, because then Mona, she ran off with the chief, you see. She always liked them Mohawk haircuts.
Yeah, those are neat.
Yeah. Hey, wait, look! There's Phineas! Hey, Phineas!
Yeah.
Phineas, come here! Everything you sold me was a fake. I didn't get any happiness out of them. They turned out to be a bunch of hitters.
Well, of course they were.
You mean you?
Yes, I knew. It's the way of the world. It's surprising how many people fall for it, really.
Oh, yeah? Well, I want back what my paw gave me.
Yes, well, if you want your money back, you've come to the wrong man. I've already invested all the cash you gave me.
Well, what am I going to do? I'm broke. I'm starved. I got no place else to go.
Well, you could work for me. Besides, I need someone to sweep my stables. I'll give you 1 meal a day and you can sleep with the pigs.
All right, I reckon I got no choice. Yeah. Yeah, I'm starved. What's for dinner?
I happen to have a workman's ration right here.
And an Alpo?
What do you want, a frozen pizza? These pockets are only so big.
Wait. Well, the Ponderosa animals eat better than that.
Take it or leave it!
Forget it! You can have your crummy old jaw back. I'm going back to my paw.
Ah, listen here, little schmo.
Joe!
Little Joe, little schmo, whatever! Your father won't have you back. Why, he probably can't even stand the sight of you if he remembers you at all.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, we'll see,
yes,
huh? We'll see.
Let me tell you something, Sonny. I know your pa really wants you to come home.
Really? How do you know?
Well, let's just say it's your pa and I, we have the same spirit.
Oh, boy, I tell you, if that was true, that'd sure be the good news.
Yeah, gospel truth.
Yeah, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to head home, and I'm going to ask my pa's forgiveness and see if he'd take me back as one of his hired hands. Why, I'd even do Hoss's chores.
What does Hoss do?
It's one of the sides of the barn. Well, I turned my back on my paw for the big city, and now the big city turned its back on me. So I headed for home. Now, I didn't think my paw'd take me back, but I didn't have any place else to go. I was at the end of the trail.
Alpo time! Alpo time! Ha ha! Look at that old dog come walking. You know, he's 64. That's 3,000 years for you and me. But you know, that old dog, he'd come running if he didn't miss Little Joe as much as I miss Little Joe.
Pa! Pa! I'm back!
Little Joe, you've returned!
Pa, I really blew it. I confess, I'm not even worthy to be called your son. But if you'll forgive me, Pa, would you take me back as one of your hired hands?
No, you're my son. I want to give you rings for your fingers, brand new boots, nice polyester double-knit leisure suits, anything else you want.
Well, could I fly the Galactica tonight?
The what?
Oh, never mind. I sure am hungry.
Oh, you're hungry, huh?
Yep.
Bring on that big heifer! Oh, no, not you, Hoss. No, don't worry. I'll have Hop Sing go get it. To you.
Right.
Go wash up.
Okay.
Sure good to have you home, little Joe. Oh,
love you, Pop.
Oh, I love you, too.
What's going on?
Hop Sing's in the kitchen trying to wrestle that big heifer into the stove.
Yeah. Little Joe's returned.
Is that all? Well, Pa, that don't seem fair. Well, I've been here working for you night and day, and I don't know, like I was pork and beans. Little Joe goes off lollygagging around, and you give him the big heifer. Is it because I'm fat?
No, Hoss. You're with me always, and the whole Ponderosa's yours for the asking. But today, Little Joe's returned.
Well, that just don't seem fair, Pa. No, sir. Hey, he should at least take over some of my chores at the barn. I'm tired of all those birds nesting on my nose.
No, Hoss. I've forgiven him completely. It's going to be like he never even left.
Dab nabbit. I'm not having nothing to do with it. No, sir. I'm going to go off, find my horse, and drag her back to the barn if I can find it.
Well, why don't you use the Ponderosa map?
Well, I would, Pa, but some darn fool burned a hole in it.
If you were unable to reach God earlier, please try again. Operators are standing by.